with second baseman number one, Dean Sermonte. Batting third tonight, catcher number two, Zach.
Okay, back to Atchison, on the campus of Morehead Academy. Jared Sluppy with you. Seth Tollison back in the booth as we get things ready for the championship game here in this regional tournament. Our contest this evening is between the number two seed, Valley Falls, will be the home team, and the four seed is Kansas City Christian, getting a stunning upset earlier this afternoon against the top seed in the tournament, Oskaloosa, in the semifinal. That was a 2-0 final. And then prior to this one, a 7-2 win for Valley Falls as they defeated Pleasant Ridge, the three seed. We are about to get this one underway. We have one of the eight spots are going to be punched to the state tournament in Great Bend on May 23rd and 24th. And looking forward to see how this one shapes up. Let's take a look at your starting lineups. First for Casey Christian, leading things off and playing shortstop is Owen Alexander. Batting second and playing second is Silas Wilson. Batting third and catching is Hudson Baresh. Batting cleanup and playing third base is Daniel Habelweb. Batting fifth and playing in center field is Ian Gatchell. Batting sixth and playing in right field is Dylan Newman. Batting seventh and playing left field is Hunter Rush. DHing and batting eighth is Xander Hoxie. And batting ninth and pitching is Caleb Barker. Brody Deer playing first base, not in the hitting order. So once again, for Casey Christian, it's Alexander, Wilson, Baresh, Habela, Gatchell, Newman, Rush, Hoxie, Barker. Casey Christian is head coached by Jared Barker. And for the Valley Falls Dragons, leading things off, as the wind blows my papers away, there we go. Leading things off and playing shortstop is Hayden Carney. Batting second and playing second is Damian Cervantes. Batting third and catching is Zach Evans. Batting cleanup and pitching is Colin Carney. Batting fifth and playing in left is Carter Pickerel. Batting sixth and playing third base is Brace Miller. Batting seventh and DHing is Dylan Herring. Batting eighth and playing center field is Grant Meyer. And batting ninth and playing right field is A.J. Reeves, with Brady Nellis not in the hitting order, playing first base. So once again, for Valley Falls, the hitting order is Hayden Carney, Cervantes, Evans, Colin Carney, Pickerel, Miller, Herring, Meyer, Reeves. And Valley Falls is head coached by Luke Burns. So another year, another season for Valley Falls in the regional championship. Kind of seems to be a spring tradition in Valley Falls. And taking a look at Colin Carney's numbers as he will start on the rubber. Currently a 5-1 record for Carney, 30 1/3 inning pitch. This is his seventh game he started this season. He's given up 19 hits, 26 runs, 14 of those earned, 14 walks as the first pitch. Missing ball one to Owen Alexander, a 3.23 ERA, 47 strikeouts, an opposing batting average of 164. That one misses for ball two. Jared Alexander, a multi-hit game in their semifinal win. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Carney, that one's in there for a strike, first strike of the game. Alexander batting 382 on the season, 21 hits, 2 doubles, 11 RBI. And that one taken for ball four on a 3-1 count. And a 5-pitch walk to start. That is the 12th walk of the season for Alexander. That brings up Silas Wilson.
Number 11, Silas Wilson.
Wilson was 1-for-3 in their win earlier today against Oskaloosa. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Wilson on the season batting 314 coming into today. And the left-handed Carney comes set. And time is called by Wilson. We'll step back on the rubber. The pitch. Off-speeder in the dirt. So Evans going on the mound to behind the plate. So he's not out of the woods yet in terms of throwing for his days. That one misses outside for a ball, even if it count 1-1. 2-1. In there for a strike, a delayed steal. And lack of communication. Nobody helping out. Zach Evans behind the plate. And like I said, it's an interesting decision to have him behind the plate throwing after throwing almost 90 pitches and their semifinal win just moments ago. That one breaking down low, missing, making 3-2. Carney comes set, and that fires that pitch down low. Back-to-back walks to start the game. And that brings up Hudson Buresh. Buresh, no hits earlier today. 0 for 2, a couple walks, though. On the season, batting 302, 895 OPS. Check swing, he went around, strike one. 13 hits, three of them being doubles, one triple, 11 ribbies. Pickoff move, throw back to second, not in time. Wilson not being held on at first. The pitch, outside. That evens the count, one and one. Colin Carney with some solid numbers coming into today, but a rough start. Now misses down low, back-to-back walks to lead off the game. And now falls behind in the count, 2-1 to Hudson Buresh. The hard-hitting Casey Christian catcher. 2-1 swing on a miss. Big time cut that time. That evens the count. Two pitch, swing and a miss. First batter retired of the game for Colin Carney. One down for Daniel Habla. Habla had an RBI double in the seventh inning against Oskaloosa. Gave them some insurance. Also an incredible outing on the hill. 10 strikeouts, complete game shutout. First pitch to him. Off speed, just a touch outside, ball one. But it was swung on a miss ahead of that breaking ball. Nasty stuff there from Colin. Evens the count, 1-1. Alexander, pretty big lead over at second. Time called. Habla resets, now stands back in the box. Coming in to today, Habla batting 392. Sells out, one straight back. He's the only Panther coming into today with an OPS over 1,000. Said 1.158. Second most hits on the team with 20. Most RBI on the team by quite a significant margin, 23. Second most is 11. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Waits for it. Pops it straight up. Shallow right center field. And that will be caught. And good job holding the runner on at second is Reeves in right field. So Alexander stays at second while Wilson stays at first, and that brings up Ian Gatchell. He's center fielder for the Panthers in the five hole. First pitch. Swing and miss. Strike one. Behind it. Gatchell went 1-for-3 earlier today, a single. Coming into today, batting 302. Now this is a touch inside. Pretty good location there from Carney. So 1-1 pitch coming up. Runners on first and second, two outs. Top of first. Now misses up, makes it 2-1. Both of our games today have had one run in the top of the first. Carney trying to avoid that same fate. The pitch. That one's in there, strike two. He takes that one, a little bit low in the zone. Comes set, looks at second, and comes home. Swing and miss behind on a fastball for the final out. So after back-to-back walks, leaves them stranded. No runs come across. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have a swarm of bees settled near your home or business? Call AllPro Exterminating for rescue and relocation of bees at no charge. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
No score. We go to the bottom of the first. As runners are stranded at first and second. In the top of the first, excellent pitching by Colin Carney after a back-to-back leadoff walk. A couple strikeouts for the starter. And now it'll be Valley Falls' turn to come to the plate. Once again, the hitting order for the Dragons. It's Hayden Carney, Cervantes Evans, Colin Carney, Pickerel Miller, Herring Meyer Reeves. Hayden Carney leads things off. Having 554 coming into today. First pitch, that one is over the head of Hayden Carney. And it is Caleb Barker, the starting pitcher, senior, son of head coach Jared Barker. And Carney taking some extra time, waiting for the ball to be retrieved by Cervantes. Now ready to go. 1-0 pitch. In the dirt. That one bounced about 4 feet in front of home plate. Rough couple of starting pitches for Jared Barker. That one in there for strike one. Barker coming into today with a 3-0 record. Is that one into center field for a base hit. Leadoff single for Hayden Carney. Continues his hot streak. So Caleb Barker, as mentioned, 3-0 record, making his fifth start of the season. ERA of 3.09, whip of 1.59, opposing batting average of 2.04. So pretty solid numbers, 19 hits, 10 earned runs, 17 walks, and 16 strikeouts. Brings up Damian Cervantes. First pitch, pops it up and on the infield, right side of the infield. Communication made by Wilson, who makes the catch for out number one. Now bring up Zach Evans.
One
for three just a few moments ago against Pleasant Ridge, an RBI double in the sixth inning for an insurance run. An incredible day on the play as he chases a first pitch in the dirt for strike one. Prior to today's action, batting 473. The one pitch, breaking ball in there for strike two. So leadoff single from Hayden Carney. And now, Zach Evans with one out, down 0 and 2 in the count. Barker the pitch. That ball hit left field, foul. And that pitch just a smidge. Got a pretty good barrel on it. Evans catching in this game after, as mentioned, pitching last game with the full distance, six innings, had nine strikeouts. The pitch. Golfs that one into short center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Hayden Carney up to second. And a one-out single for Zach Evans to bring up Colin Carney. Batting 529. So Hayden Carney, 554 batting average. Colin Carney, 529. The runners on first and second. First pitch to him. Chopper Middle infield. Flip to second. And that is in time for the loan out. Wilson to Alexander for the 4-6 forced out of Evans. Carney is aboard on the fielder's choice. And Hayden Carney moves up to third. Here's a look at the defense for the Panthers. Round out the
left fielder number five.
Battery with Barker on the mound. Barash behind the plate. It's Havala at third. Alexander at short. Wilson at second. Deere at first. Left to right in the outfield. You have Rush in left. Gatchel in center. Newman in right. This is Carter Pickerel. First pitch. That one taken. And down to second on a steal for Colin Carney. That pitch missed for ball one. Pickerel had an RBI single in the first inning of last game. That one's taken for a ball as well and missing inside. On the season, Pickerel batting 148 coming into today. Misses blown away. Three consecutive balls from Caleb Barker. Two outs, runner on second. No score still. Bounces that one in. Just barely got to the dirt in front of home plate. Almost bounced in the grass. And that will put runners on first and second. And it'll bring up Brayson Miller. I keep getting his name wrong for some reason. I don't know why. A super easy name to get. So multiple base runners for the Dragons third baseman, and now a mound meeting between Barash and Barker. Carney at second, not being held on. Going from the windup. Is that one outside? Is section bases are loaded. My mistake. Right about Hayden Carney over at third, Colin at second, Pickerel at first. The 1-0. Allen bounces, and that gets away from Barash, coming home and scoring easily on the wild pitch is Hayden Carney. Dragons strike first. Colin Carney up to second, Pickerel up to third. There are still two outs. 2-0 count to Miller. Here's the pitch. Now one forces Barash to his feet, and that one was about 7 feet in the air when that crossed home plate. That makes 3-0. And that one in there just barely, a little bit low in the strike zone, but called for a strike. Still a hitter's count coming up, 3-1. Still not a huge reason for Miller to be swinging here, considering Barker's lack of command. He does so. It was right down the middle, to be fair. And he fouls it back behind home plate, excuse me. So the count is full. Nowhere to put him. Two outs. Bases loaded. Here in the bottom of the first. 1-0 in favor of Valley Falls. Trying to make this thing ugly early. And that one taken low. Ball four. That walks in a run. Oh, no, I'm sorry. First base is not occupied. I apologize. Forgot about the wild pitch. So now with bases loaded, let me bring up Dylan Herring.
Dylan Herring.
First pitch. And that's grounded just foul, third base side. Herring was 0 for 3, but he did have an RBI ground out in the fifth inning. And one pitch to him. That one back to the backstop on the fly. And the runner from third will score. Pretty close play, but he is safe. Everybody moves up. It's 2-0. Two runs scoring on wild pitches from Barker as the Carney brothers are both in. Picker up to third and Miller up to second. So runners on second and third. Two outs. 2-0. Valley Falls. And that one tapped off of Herring in front of home plate. So foul ball, it's 1-2. Bucker comes set, and here is another 1-2. Breaking ball, he golfs it. Shallow center field, this one will be playable though, and it will be caught by second baseman Wilson. Kind of a check swing. put into shallow center field and caught, and that will be the final out. So two stranded, two are in, and it's 2-0 Valley Falls. So go to the second coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
After one inning, Valley Falls leads 2-0 over Casey Christian. First pitch, check swing, in there, strike one to Dylan Newman. Couple runs for the Dragons being scored on wild pitches from Caleb Barker, the starting pitcher for the Panthers, as that one misses low for ball one to even the count. So Newman at the plate in the sixth spot, batting 243 on the season. And Newman went 1-for-4, a single and 3 strikeouts. That pitch in there for strike two. Colin Carney getting out of a really tough jam in the top of the first. 1-2 pitch. Chop foul, third base side. Back-to-back leadoff walks for the Panthers. But then strikeout, fly out to right field, and strikeout to end the inning. One, two, fastball, swing and a miss. Swung underneath it. It was up in the zone. Three of the last four batters faced for Colin Carney have been retired via the K. That brings up Hunter Rush. Four consecutive batters retired now for Carney as well. Expect swing and a miss. Rush batting 233 coming into today. Rush went 0-for-4 in the last game. That one swung on and missed. Makes it 0-2. Looking for his third straight strikeout. Here's the windup and the 0-2. Barely missed. Valley Falls crowd wanted that one pretty badly. Not going to get it. It's a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him that time. Three consecutive strikeouts now for Colin Carney, the left-handed starter for Valley Falls. Two gone here in the top of the second. And the fourth strikeout of the day, and that brings up Xander Hoxie. Hoxie batting 0-42 coming into today, 16 strikeouts, averaging a little over one per game. First pitch, in there, strike one. He's kind of one of those guys that's either a strikeout or a walk. Hoxie 0-for-2 with two strikeouts and a walk last game. That ball is on the ground, foul, third base side. Designated hitter normally wears number 31, wearing number 0 in this one. And quickly in the hole, 0-2. Wind up and the pitch. Taking ball, swing and miss, he's ahead of it. Goes through the legs of Evans. Throw down to first is wide. And he's going to be safe. Drop third strike. And two outs for Caleb Barker.
Look at number 13, Caleb Barker.
First pitch, that one missing for ball one. So that is Technically, four consecutive strikeouts for Colin Carney. He's retired five of the last six via the K now. That one foul tip into the mitt of Evans for strike one, even the count. So five strikeouts for Colin Carney. That one outside. Could he possibly get four strikeouts in an inning? 2-1 count. Swing and miss for strike two. He's one strike away from doing so. Hoxie over at third. Excuse me, at first on a drop third strike. 2-2. Pops up. Slicing out of play. First base side. Regional final. Top of the second inning. 2-0 Valley Falls leading Kansas City Christian. 2-2 pitch. Bounces. Nice scoop this time by Evans. It bounced maybe a couple inches in front of home plate, so avoided that weird bounce if it did hit home plate. Count is full. Looking for a pickoff. He's got him. He's heading towards second. Throw down to second, and he is out. A 1-3-6 pickoff, and we will go to the bottom of the second. They give up none. Let's go to the bottom of the second coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Indulge in the ultimate summer treat at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Their peanut butter puppy chow blizzard is the perfect combination of creamy DQ soft serve and crispy puppy chow pieces, peanut butter topping, and choco chunks. Plus, check out the new summer blizzard menu featuring a variety of refreshing flavors. Celebrate graduation and Mother's Day with a deliciously crafted cake customizable to your liking. Visit Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison today and experience the sweetness.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Second, 2-0 Valley Falls leading KC Christian here in Atchison. And speaking of Atchison, Atchison High defeating Baldwin 11-1 in their regional semifinal matchup. Now in the regional championship, they're taking on Paola. And as of right now, they're in the bottom of the second inning and they are scoreless. Back here in this one, Britt Meyer will lead off in the eighth spot after getting two runs in the bottom of the first, both via wild pitches. Runners on third base. First pitch bounces in there about a foot in front of home plate. It's been tough commanding for Barker so far on the hill. That was his 25th pitch already. Now on off-speed pitch, swing and a miss. Big cut there for Meyer. Meyer last game 0 for 3, 3 ground outs. As that one misses down low. Coming into the day, Meyer with a .220 batting average. 2-1 bounces in there as well. That one, again, just barely getting to the dirt in front of home plate. The dirt is about 4.5 feet in front of home plate. It's barely got there. That's a breaking ball hit to left center field. Well, and down for a base hit. It kind of took a weird hop there in center field, but into the glove of Gatchel. With a leadoff single for Grant Meyer. Covering up A.G. Reeves. In the ninth spot, the right fielder last game, 1 for 2, a single in the fourth inning and a walk. Comes in today batting .367, .867 OPS. 22 hits, 19 of those singles, 3 doubles. First pitch. Swinging and got behind that one a little bit. A breaking pitch. Makes it 0-1. Was up in the zone as well. Swings at that pitch. That was low. And it makes it 0-2. Darker from the stretch. And a little slap that one in on the infield. That's going to be caught by the first baseman and unable to get the double play. As Deer is a dangerous situation. Meyer had a very large secondary lead. That ball was hit pretty softly right to the first baseman who makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Hayden Carney. Led off the game with a single. Came home to score. First pitch swing, that ball blasted left center field, and that is caught. Make good contact, but rush there for the outs. And that will bring up Cervantes with two outs. Lead off single from Grant Meyer. He has been stuck there ever since. Cervantes popped up to the second baseman his first time up. First pitch to him, way up high, pops out of the glove of Beresh. And down to second goes Meyer. And yet another wild pitch from left-handed starting pitcher, or excuse me, right-handed pitching starting pitcher, Caleb Barker. And that pitch skied in the air, shallow left field this time, racing in and making the catch of the center fielder Wilson for the final out. So leadoff single, he's left on at second. And we will go to the third, with Valley Falls leading 2-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.29 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.29 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
We play two full innings here in Atchison in Class 2-1A Morehomat Academy Regional Final. Valley Falls up 2-0 on Kansas City Christian. Jared Sluppy with you. Seth Tolleson back in the booth. Panthers will lead things off with Caleb Barker, who needs to finish his at-bat after the pickoff. Sander Hoxie was struck out. But it was a drop third strike. He got to first. He was picked off in between first and second. First pitch in there, strike one to the opposing starting pitcher. Foul tip. And quickly, Colin Carney ahead in the count. 0-2 coming up. Here is pitch number 46. For the lefty. Swing and miss. Strike three. And that is five consecutive strikeouts for Colin Carney. Six on the ball game.
Owen Alexander.
And that'll bring up Owen Alexander, who led off the game with a walk. First inning, back-to-back walks to start the game, but then they were left at first and second. First pitch. Slightly missed outside. Ball one. Oh no, that's in. It makes it 2-0. No misses as well. Three consecutive balls pitched from Colin Carney. Try not to lose Alexander for a second time today. The pitch. It's a four pitch walk. Second time Alexander has been on reach as he has reached via the walk. That'll bring up Silas Wilson. That ends that little streak of five consecutive strikeouts from Carney. So one out, one on for the Panther second baseman. First pitch. Hit in the air. Playable in left field for Pickerel. And he will make the catch. Throw comes in. First stays put. Two down.
The catcher, number 14, Hudson Buresh.
And brings up Hudson Buresh, 0-for-1 today. Struck out his first time up. It was the first of three consecutive batters retired, and that's a pickoff move, but read it well. Diving back to first is Alexander. That's a breaking pitch that's in there for a strike. Nice breaking ball. Rung him up that time. One zero. Swing and miss. Big cut that time from Buresh. Comes up empty. Carney looks over at first. Now comes home. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Chops it. Third base side. Fair ball. Oh, and it's booted. Touched up before it goes foul. Or did they say that was foul? They're going to say it was a foul ball. That's a break for Miller at third, who touched it right as it went over the third baseline. And the count's going to stay 0-2. Explanation being that he was in fair territory, but the ball was foul. And Coach Barker not happy with that call. Oh, 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, a little bit low. Him behind me not liking that call, but it was low. It was about ankle height. 1-2 pitch. Strike back. That was a fastball that time. About the same height. It might have been ball two. Takes a big cut at it. Buresh takes a big swing. He's a big dude. So the Panther catcher digs back in. Another 1-2 pitch coming up from Colin Carney. The lefty looks over first. And that one dug up by Evans in the dirt. Makes it 2-2. That's ball. That one's slicing. A little bit late on that one. Out of play first base side for the right-handed catcher. We're at first. 2-2 count. Two outs. Valley Falls leading Casey Christian 2-0 here in the top of the third. In the dirt. That one gets away from Evans on a breaking ball. Wild pitch. And Alexander up to second after he reached on a one-out walk. So the count is full. And this is pitch number 60. So the pitch count getting up there a little bit for Carney. Fastball that misses. Ball four. So just like the first inning, he walks a couple of batters. And he's hoping, just like the first inning, to give up no runs. That brings up the cleanup hitter, Daniel Habela, though. And he is going to force Pickerel to be instructed to move back in left field. First pitch. Breaking ball misses outside. Ball one. Habela, 392 batting average, 23 RBI, doubling the second most on the team with 11. He thrives in moments like this as that one misses inside for ball two. Habela being very hesitant at the plate after Carney getting off to a good start in the inning, but then since then it's kind of started losing control just a tad. 2-0 pitch swung on a win, and missed. Breaking ball swung ahead of it up in the zone. Makes it 2-1. Fastball just a touch outside, makes it 3-1. Good eye from Habela. That was a pretty solid pitch from Carney. Good spot trying to get the chase. He lays off. Hitter's count coming up. Here's the pitch. That one. In there for a strike, throw down to the third, and that one gets out of the glove of Miller on the steal, coming home, and he's going to score. And for some reason, Bresch didn't break for second. He's still over there first. And the lead has been cut in half. So Alexander steals second and comes home on the air. And now it misses on 3-2 count for ball four. So Bresch now to second. And a walk to get Havila up to second. And now a mound visit coming up. Runners on first and second. 2-1 lead for Valley Falls. Two outs here in the top of the third. One run in. And I think this is going to be a little bit of a pep talk telling his starting pitcher to calm down just a bit. And to remain focused. All right, let's take a look at what's going on tomorrow. Got 2-1A regional baseball action from McLouth tomorrow afternoon. Brandon Tabman will be on the call. McLouth versus Donovan West, 3 o'clock. The other semifinal will be Valley Falls versus Riverside, with Riverside getting a upset over 3-seed Oskaloosa. And then the championship game will follow the second semifinal. And then myself, I will be in Seneca for some 3A regional semifinals as well for softball. Ian Gatchell now at the plate, runners on first and second, two outs. Carney trying to lock back in. First pitch, that one misses for ball one. And that one down low. So Carney showing some visible frustration, kicking the dirt in front of the mound. That one misses as well. Three straight balls since the mound visit. And this pitch coming up right here is pitch number 70, and we're still just in the top of the third inning. Dragons holding on to a 2-1 lead. That's a four-pitch walk. The bases are loaded. So four walks in this inning from Colin Carney after a stretch of five consecutive strikeouts. You talk about hot and cold. And now he'll face Dylan Newman. 243 batting average. Only five runs batted in this season. Nine hits. First pitch, that one misses for ball one. Carney's back to the windup. That misses ball two. I don't know if Carney's in some pain or what's going on. He's kind of hunched over. It looks like he was limping a little bit. The count is 2-0. It takes a deep breath from the windup. The lefty unloads. That one is low for ball three. His inning really starting to get out of hand, and Carney's looking over the dugout. And Coach Burns saying he has confidence in him. With his body language, he doesn't have confidence in himself, it looks like. 3-0 pitch. And that one misses inside. A four-pitch walker that hit him. I think it hit him, and that brings in a run. Either way, four consecutive batters have reached. Bresch scores. Havel up to third, Gatchell up to second, and Newman reaches on an RBI walk. Hey, come on, keep your heads up, guys. And we are tied 2-2. So this game hasn't gotten out of control, and Carney wants out, and he is going to be allowed out. I don't know if he's injured or what. So he's going to be done, and we'll step aside for a pitching change. We're back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Dan Carney will be the new pitcher for the Dragons. A rough outing for Colin Carney. And looking at Hayden's numbers, 29 innings pitched. This is his 11th game of the season. And his 7th relief efforts. Record of 4-1. Has a save. Has given up 15 hits. 8 earned runs. 19 walks for an ERA of 1.93. With 40 strikeouts. So I think there's some defensive substitutions as well. It looks like Zach Evans is going to stay catching. He started taking his catching gear off, and they're going to keep him behind the plate here. I'm not quite sure why they had him take his stuff off. So Cervantes will now be playing short. Which means the new second baseman, that's going to be Grant Meyer. And in center field will be Colin Carney. So it'll be Hunter Rush leading things off as we are tied 2-2. RBI walk to Dylan Newman and Owen Alexander scoring on an error. I tied this game up as Hunter Rush had to play for the second time today, 0-1 with a strikeout. 5 walks in this inning from Carney as that one just misses. We low and away the call, but it was very close being a strike. It makes it 2-0. Now this is for ball 3. Yet another ball. It's 11 consecutive balls thrown in between Colin and Hayden Carney. And here now is a 3-0. That one's there for a strike. So Havel is at third, Gatchel at second, Newman at first. 3-1. 5-pitch walk. And that brings home another run, and Casey Christian has a 3-2 lead. Gatchel the third, Newman the second, and that brings up Xander Hoxie. He struck out his first time up, but reached on a drop third strike and was picked off in between first and second. First pitch that misses low for ball 1. Valley Falls fans being very encouraging. I'd love to hear that. That hits him, and that brings home another run. Gatchel scores, and it is 4-2. This inning for Valley Falls continues to unravel. So that will bring up Caleb Barker as they batted around as Barker led off the inning striking out. It was the 5th of 5 consecutive strikeouts from Colin Carney. First pitch, that one misses, ball 1. Continuing to have a tough time finding the strike zone. No, misses ball 2. Base is still loaded, still 2 outs, 4-2, Casey Christian. All runs coming here in this inning. Breaking ball in the dirt, skips off home, played awkwardly. Evans unable to get it. And another run is scored, this time on a wild pitch. It's 5-2. As Newman scores, Rush up to third and Hoxie up to second. Count is 3-0. Again, Dragons fans being very encouraging, which is What you love to hear. 5-2 our score is that one in there for a strike. It's 3-1. Sometimes parents can get very upset. But this Valley Falls crowd has not done that. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Payoff pitch. Trying to get out of the inning here. And in there, strike three. Got him looking. They give up five. And it's 5-2. And Valley Falls finds themselves behind. And they got some work to do. We go to the third inning coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Subway can help you with the perfect gift. For graduates, Father's Day, or any gift-giving event, everyone loves a Subway. For every $25 gift card you buy, you get a free 6-inch sub on your next visit. How great is that? Follow their Facebook page at Atchison Subway for graduation specials and discounts. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Bottom of the third inning after Casey Christian puts up a five spot. Bunch of walks. Bringing home some runs. Hit by pitch, brought home a run. Ball pitch, brought home a run. Tough scene for Valley Falls, but it's still just 5-2, and there's still a lot of baseball left to be played. Zach Evans leads off the bottom of the third. First pitch to him. That one a little bit low, ball one to Caleb Barker. And Barker has had a tough time getting his command as well. He is allowed three hits and a couple of walks. That one misses for ball two. Try to tally up that final tally for Hayden Carney's day, or excuse me, for Colin Carney's day as soon as I can. Is that pitch in there for a strike? Makes it 3-1. The ball hit the left field and foul. Takes the count full. So Colin Carney actually didn't give up a hit in that outing in a 2-2/3. And that one in there, strike three, got him looking. Out number one. So 2-2/3 innings for Colin Carney, 6 strikeouts, 7 walks, no hits, 5 runs, 4 end up being earned.
Colin Carney.
That brings up Colin Carney. He reached on an error, and that one right to Deer, the first baseman. He'll easily touch the bag on the first pitch for out number two. A quick inning here for the Dragons with 2 outs. Now it's Carter Pickerel's turn. He was walked in the first inning and was straight on third.
Left fielder number 5, Carter Pickerel.
First pitch, that one misses up, ball one. In the dirt, ball two. Trying to find that release point. Something Barker is really working on here. 2-0, that one just barely missing, a little bit low, makes it 3-0. Here's pitch number 46 from the right-handed starter for the Panthers. That one's in their first strike. It's a 3-1. So hitters count coming up here for Pickerel. And that RBI single in the first inning of their semifinal game. That one misses inside. 5-pitch walk. Pickerel is aboard via base on balls for the second time today. Or second time here in this game, I should specify. That brings up Brayson Miller. He also, just like Pickerel, walks his first time up.
Third base number 22, Brayson Miller.
I think a strategy for Valley Falls here, since the command has not been terrific for Barker, is to not take a hack unless that thing is middle-middle. Because if it's not, there's a good chance that that thing is way outside, way inside, all over the place. Coming off the mound, a lobbing John Lester threw over to first base. Count is 1-0. That just misses the pitch low. And Parker doesn't have a ton of velocity on his throws either. Fastball probably about 70, 75 miles an hour. 2-0 pitch. That one's in there for a strike. Takes a 2-1. Two outs, runner on first. Here in the bottom of the third, light's starting to be turned on here. That one bounces in the grass. Takes a weird hop and gets away from Bresch up to second. And Bresch had a tough time behind home plate. He's had a pass ball and multiple wild pitches as well. So Pickerel up to second in scoring position. That's down low. Five pitch walk. Back to back walks. And that will bring up Dylan Herring. Popped up in on the infield his first time up. And now a mound visit coming up. Taking a look at some final scores from across the area from earlier this afternoon. Atchison softball, their season came to a close. They lost to El Dorado 15-2 on the road. Also, Jackson Heights, they won in a thriller against Centralia 7-6. Baseball scores, besides the ones from here in this one, Sabetha, they came from behind. They came from a 2-1 deficit in the bottom of the seventh. They came back and won 3-2 against Jefferson West. They're currently in a championship game against Bishop Ward at the moment. Also, Atchison baseball, they survive in advance. They win their regional semifinal against Baldwin 11-1. They're playing Paola as of right now. Last checked, I think I saw it was in the second inning and it was scoreless. So Herring to the plate with runners on first and second, two outs. Here in the bottom of the third is the sun starting to be covered up by the clouds and temperature is starting to drop. First pitch, that ball hit, center field, playable, and that is going to be down for a base hit in front of the diving Gatchel. One run will score, and being held at third is Grayson Miller. It's an RBI single for Dylan Herring. As Pickerel scores from second, and Miller goes first to third. So that brings up Grant Meyer. He singled his first time up in the second inning. Now the tying run is aboard.
Second baseman number 9, Grant Meyer.
RBI single from designated hitter Dylan Herring. First pitch. That ball hit in the air. Lazy fly ball center field, more playable. And that will be caught. So one run on, or one run home, two left stranded, and a 5-3 Casey Christian lead after three innings. Go to the fourth coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Score, Valley Falls gets one run back on an RBI base hit from Dylan Herring. Jared Sluffy with you. Seth Tollefson back in the booth. Regional championship winner going to state. Great Bend next Thursday. Casey Christian of 5-3. We'll have Owen Alexander lead things off. First pitch, swing and a miss with Hayden Carney back on the hill. By the way, the Panthers still don't have a hit yet. All the runs coming on, walks, wild pitches, hit by pitches, the likes as that one misses up high. Sean Carney's day was done after 2 2/3 innings, giving up 7 walks, no hits again, 4 earned runs, 5 runs total, 7, make that 6 strikeouts. That one bounces in for a ball. And Hayden Carney taking over. He got out of the inning with a strikeout with runners on 2nd and 3rd. 2-1 count coming up to Alexander, who hasn't had an at-bat yet. And that ball blasted center field. But Colin Carney moves over to his left, and he makes the catch for the first out. So 2 walks for Alexander. First time he's retired. That will bring up Silas Wilson. 0-for-1 with a walk and a flyout.
Second baseman, number 11, Silas Wilson.
Wind up and the pitch. That ball hit to left field. That one on the liner. Diving. Can't make the play. It's Pickerel. Gets past him. And that'll be a single. Good job coming over to cover as Colin Carney to avoid that from becoming a double bagger. So a one out single by Silas Wilson. And that brings up Hudson Buresh, the number 3 hitter. Walked and scored in the 3rd inning. You hear me say that a lot for the next few batters coming up. First pitch, that ball to center field on the line to Carney, and he'll back up a couple steps. They make the catch for the second out. So 2 gone for Daniel Havila.
Third baseman number 9, Daniel Havila.
0-for-2. Makes it 0-for-1. Fly out to right field, a walk and a run. First pitch, runner going to second. Pitch misses inside, throw down to second, is not in time. Unable to scoop it was Cervantes. And a steal for Wilson. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball, that one misses upstairs. It's a 2-0. Twenty first pitch for Hayden Carney. Now he misses as well for ball 3. Carney comes set. Cervantes holding on the runner at 2nd. That's a 4 pitch walk. That brings up Ian Gatchell, also walked and scored in the 3rd and struck out in the 1st. That's in the air, foul, first base side, maybe the 3rd base side. Five 3 still our score, Valley Falls trailing to Casey Christian. Regional final. No one slicing foul out of play. They'll be behind home plate. Makes it 0-2. It's been a long day. 5.5 hours we've been broadcasting approximately, well, not including the 25-minute breaks in between games. And that one just barely missing. That is a tough pitch to take for Gatchell. Makes it 1-2. Wait a minute. Find that fastball. Strike 3. Got him. And we'll go to the bottom of the 4th. Coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Poor Richards in Atchison is your local headquarters for all your business supplies. They carry envelopes, paper, printer ink, pens, pencils, and so much more. Fast turnaround on printing and copying services, including forms, business cards, or flyers for your next event. Personalized service and quicker than online sites. Not sure if they can help you with your next project? Give them a call at 913-367-7600. Shop local. Shop Poor Richards. 718 Commercial in Atchison.
Halfway through this one, 5-3 our score. Valley Falls trying to make a comeback here after giving up 5 runs in the top of the third. They got to a 2-0 lead thanks to a couple of wild pitches. And they got one back last inning, an RBI single by Dylan Herring. And Grant Meyer, just like the second inning, will lead off here in the fourth. Reeves, a single to lead off that inning, but he was stranded at second. First pitch, bounced in there, ball one. And that one hit the mask of Hudson Bresch, the catcher for Casey Christian. So the umpire taking a little bit of time in between pitches here to let him unring his bell. Pitch number 56 from Caleb Barker. Now it bounces in as well. Last pitch was on home plate. This one about 2 inches in front of home plate. Two-0 bounces in as well. That is 3 consecutive pitches that bounce in the dirt. Again, it's the relief point for Barker. He's had some issues with holding on to that ball for a split second too long. 3-0, that's up high. Four-pitch walk. And Meyer aboard to start things out. This Casey Christian team has a combined ERA of 5.52. Really, the two lone bright spots on this pitching rotation are Barker and Habla statistically. And it looks like that's going to be it for Barker. So he's going to be responsible for the leadoff walk. He is done after 3 innings, and we'll have a pitching change. Talk about it coming up next in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Subway can help you with the perfect gift. For graduates, Father's Day, or any gift-giving event, everyone loves a Subway. For every $25 gift card you buy, you get a free 6-inch sub on your next visit. How great is that? Follow their Facebook page at Atchison Subway for graduation specials and discounts. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Grimm's Garden Employee Evolution.
Hi, I'm Hannah Grimm. I married into the family about 20 years ago. It's been a family business, and it's been a progression of that. And so where it was 20 years ago from where it is today, we're always a greenhouse. So I feel like most people just think of us as an annual production to buy annuals. But yeah, we really do have a lot of selection of trees and shrubs and perennials for your landscaping, too. And once you're into landscaping, people ask you for lawn maintenance. So we do that, too. That has also increased our line of trees and shrubs and perennials, and we have a great offering. You can shop with us in-store or online at Grimm's Garden.
Casey Christian will now turn to Silas Wilson, who comes in after 3 innings pitched from Caleb Barker. First pitch missing inside, ball one to A.J. Reeves, who popped up in his first plate appearance. Looking at Wilson's numbers, he has a record of 2-1, making his 10th appearance, his 8th relief appearance. ERA of 6.46. Is that one taken for a strike, evens up the count 1-1. 192 whip and an opposing batting average of 296. He's given up 34 hits, 24 earned runs, 16 walks, and that's 20 strikeouts. And that's in 26 innings pitched. So again, statistically, it's really just Barker and Havila that are really having solid seasons on the rubber for Casey Christian. Is that the breaking ball that's in there? Makes it 1-2. Barker entered today with a 309 ERA. Havila with a 287 ERA. 1-2 pitch. Now on just missing up. Makes it 2-2. I mean, that's a statistically a huge drop off, but I think really just a talent drop off from Havila to Barker. Really just how great Havila has been, not just today, but last Wednesday as well, when he had 13 strikeouts in their complete game win. In his complete game against the Jefferson County North Chargers. That one misses outside 3-2. Good patience at the dish for Hayden Carney. Popped up in the air, third base side, and that will be caught for out number one. So that'll bring up Damian Cervantes. First pitch, foul it straight back. And Cervantes 0-for-2 on the day, pop out and a fly out. And now one throws, is thrown behind Cervantes, a wild pitch, and Reeves is going to move up second on the wild pitch. So apologies, that was, I think I said that Grant Meyer led off the inning. It was Reeves who led off the inning, who led off with a walk. Meyer was the last out last inning. That ball hit on the ground, softly to the second baseman Barker, third to first in time for out number two. Reeves up to third on the fielder's choice.
The second of the two, Zach Evans.
That brings up Zach Evans. 1-for-2, a single in the first inning. First pitch. No misses upstairs, ball one. He also struck out in the third inning. And in that first game today, the RBI double in the sixth. The 1-0. That's hit well towards center field, but there and playable, making a catch for Casey Christian is Gatchell. And three straight retired after leadoff walk for the Dragons. They come up empty. One left on. None come in. It's still 5-3. Casey Christian leading this one as we go to the fifth. Coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Autos for You in Horton has been putting smiles on faces and keys in hands, helping thousands of satisfied customers find their perfect ride. Autos for You is about creating lasting relationships with a commitment to excellence that has turned first-time buyers into lifelong customers for more than four decades. Autos for You makes your car buying journey smooth and stress-free, and they stand behind every vehicle sold. Need financing? Autos for You has you covered with a team that works hard to fit your budget, offering flexibility to drive a new ride today. See Renee at Autos for You in Horton.
Here we go to the fifth inning. Valley Falls trailing Casey Christian 5-3. Regional final, Class 2-1A, Moorhill Man Academy Regional. Winner of this one on the Great Bend next Thursday. Dylan Newman leads things off. And first pitch, that one missing, ball one. Newman has an RBI walk and a strikeout. King Carney back to work. That one swung on and missed. That one evens up the count 1-1. Last inning, that one swung on and missed for strike two. Panthers had runners on first and second with two out, and they were left stranded. Base hit from Silas Wilson. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt, missing, low and away. Evens the count 2-2. That's hit in the air. Maybe shallow right center field. That is going to be caught by the second baseman Meyer for out number one. Just barely past the outfield, excuse me, the infield dirt into the outfield grass. And that'll bring up Hunter Rush. He also had an RBI walk and a strikeout. Pretty similar to what the Panthers have done today. That first pitch is hit right center field, but right there to make the play and the catch is Reeves for round number two on the first pitch. And Xander Hoxie will now make his way to play for the third time today. Drop third strike, reached first in the second inning, was picked off. And an RBI hit by pitch, I believe. First pitch almost hit by that one. No, he was the no doubt hit by pitch. It was Hunter Rush that actually, it was difficult to see if it was a hit by pitch or a walk. It was on a 3-2 count. And that one in there for a strike. It was up in the zone. Even the count, one and one. And Carney quickly back to work. Now on this is blown away, skips away from Zach Evans behind the plate, but nobody aboard, so not really anything of consequence. Here's a 2-1 pitch. And now it hits him again, second time he's been hit today. Hey, Chaplin throws his bat to the Panther bench. And that will bring up Caleb Barker for the third time. He struck out twice today. Both came in the third inning. He both started the inning and finished the inning. Barker now playing second base after starting his day on the rubber. First pitch, strike. Almost middle. Don't blame Barker for taking that, though. The one. That one's in there for a strike. That was blown away. Beautiful location that time. And now just one strike away from getting out of the inning. Swing and a miss. Got him on strike for the third time today. And runner left aboard at first. Still 5-3. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Up next, it's 5-3 in favor of Casey Christian over Valley Falls. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.29 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.29 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. Valley Falls needing some offense here. Trailing 5-3. Jared Sluppy with you. And leading things off for Valley Falls will be the middle of the order. It's Colin Carney, Carter Pepperell, and Bryson Miller.
Center fielder number 11, Colin Carney.
Carney 0-2, reaching on a fielder's choice. And grounding out in the third inning. Did come home to score in the first inning. He also got a stolen base. First pitch popped up. Out of play, third base side, or strike one. Silas Wilson has taken over the pitching duties. After Caleb Barker's day was done, after three innings, this one slowly grounded right back to the first baseman for the second time, and he will touch the bag for the out. Second time he's done that today. That brings up Carter Pickerel, a couple walks today, including a run in the third inning. It's the last run that he has gotten.
That the team has gotten.
So far, Silas Wilson hasn't been too bad since coming in. First pitch, that one taken for ball one. All that Wilson has done is retire his first four batters. And that one in there for a strike, evens the count 1-1. Fastball, probably about the same speed as Barker, right around there. His command appears to be a little bit better, though. 1-1 pitch. Check swing and an off-speed pitch, misses down low, makes it 2-1. A big old grin there from Wilson for that pitch. Regional final, winner on Great Bend next week. And that one outside, missing for ball three. Trying to make the state tournament for the third time in the past four seasons after missing out in the regional final last year to Onegas. That one outside, if I pitch walk, Pickerel is aboard via base on balls for the third time today. And now Brayson Miller has a chance to do the same thing. Two walks and has been stranded twice. Stranded a third and a third. And stranded on second and the first. First pitch from Wilson. Up high, ball one. Neck level. Dylan Herring on deck had the RBI single in the third. One oh down low. Bresch stops it. So Wilson has fallen behind 2-0 in the count. And Miller now with an opportunity here for the Dragons, representing the tying run. That's in there for a strike. Up in the zone just a little bit, but over the heart of the plate. Here's the 2-1 count. That's outside, ball three, and a little bit low as well. Hitter's count coming up. Be hesitant to hit anything other than it being right down the middle. 3-1, that's down low, 5-pitch walk. And now the tying runner is on at first, and a go-ahead run is at the plate. Mentioned the Dylan Herring RBI single in the third inning. Hoping for some more of that magic here. Wilson takes a deep breath. Gets the sign he wants. And now unleashes. Chops one, third base side, slow dribbler. Fielded cleanly by Abel at third to first. And that one is wide of the mark of Deer. One run will score. And the second runner will be held at third. And it is 5-4. On the E5 from Daniel Habila. Tying run now just 90 feet away.
Second baseman number 9, Grant Meyer.
Now bring up Grant Meyer. 1-2 on the day. A single. Back in the second inning. First pitch. Grounded, third base side to Havila. This one, field cleanly throw to second, is in time. They'll get one. And we are tied as Miller scores from third.
Let's go with number 8, A.J. Reeves.
That'll bring up A.J. Reeves for the third time today. 0-1, a walk. As we are tied 5-5. First pitch. That one up in the zone, ball one. This one grounded again, third base side. Havila up with this one, third to first, in time for the final out. But we are tied. Two runs come across as they score on an error and an RBI ground out by Grant Meyer. We go to the 6th. Coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sack and Fox Casino presents our 2024 Grasshopper Zero Turn Lawnmower Giveaway. From now through May 18th, you can earn one drawing entry for every 10 slot points earned. The more you play, the better your chances of winning. We'll hold our grand prize drawing for our Grasshopper Lawnmower at 9 p.m. on Saturday, May 18th. But you must be present to win. Don't miss your chance to win a Grasshopper Lawnmower at Sack and Fox Casino. What could top that? Well, on Saturday, June 22nd, Sack and Fox Casino will be giving away a 2024 Chevrolet Trailblazer plus $4,000 in slot free play. From now through June 22nd, you can earn one drawing entry for every 20 slot points earned. And again, the more you play, the better your chances of winning. It's all happening this May and June at Sack and Fox Casino, just south of Fairview on Highway 75. Must be at least 21 years of age and a Winners Club member with a photo ID to participate. See Winners Club for details.
They're tied 5-5 as the Dragons get a couple runs in the top, make it the bottom half of the fifth inning. Go to the top half of the sixth, and it's the top of the order coming through for the fourth time for the Panthers. Owen Alexander 0-1 with two walks. And Hayden Carney out there to continue pitching. Colin Carney and Hayden Carney have combined to give up just one hit so far today, despite the five runs. First pitch breaking ball in there, strike one. It was a bunch of walks and a couple hit by pitches in the third inning that got them to that five spot. And that ball blasted on a rope, and there is their second hit of the day as Alexander leads things off with a single up the middle. So that will bring up Silas Wilson, who had the other hit in the ball game, as he is 1-for-2 with a single, a steal, and a walk.
The pitcher number 11, Silas Wilson.
So Hayden Carney quickly to the stretch. That ball hit well left field side, foul. So offensively, not a whole lot going on for Casey Christian besides all the walks that they got in the third inning. And that one, nice breaking pitch in there for a strike, makes it 0-2. You're tied 5-5. Regional final, Class 2A, Morehead Academy Regional. 0-2 pitch for Carney. Down low in the dirt, nice stop by Zach Evans behind the plate. And we have an errant baseball on the field on the right field side, foul territory, so we have to go get that. Now it's doing the dirty work. Got some kids playing over there. Oh, it's a foam football, not even a baseball either. Football season is 4 months away. Come on, kids. All right, here we go. 1-2 pitch. Outside, evens the count. 2-2 is low as well. No outs. Runners on first. A leadoff single by Owen Alexander. 2-2 pitch. Misses inside, I believe. 3-2 now the count. Big pitch coming up here for Hayden. And here it comes. Popped up and out of play. And we'll do it again. The 49th pitch in the relief effort of Hayden Carney coming up. Now he gets away from Wilson, moving up to second. Alexander is going to stay there as Evans comes up to get it. The leadoff walk followed by, excuse me, a leadoff single followed by a walk from Silas Wilson. That brings up Hudson Bresch. Runners on first and second, nobody out. First pitch to the Panther catcher. Foul straight back, out of play. Oh, that hit a car directly on. I heard that all the way over here.
Keep smart here, buddy.
Didn't shatter. I just heard a thud. But that was a direct hit. Here's the 0-1. And that hits him. And the bases are loaded. For Daniel Havila, the person you do not want to see at this moment in time.
Hey,
23 RBI coming into today, which is double the second most on the team. 5-5 tie, nobody out. First pitch. Allen misses up and in, ball one. Alexander at third, Wilson at second, Goresh at first. Now one pulled right to the third baseman. He touches on the third base bag. That's all he's going to get, though. Kind of bobbled it a little bit. Was Miller, so he gets the force out. And one run does score, and that breaks the tie. Rush up to second, and Havila reaches on the fielder's choice. It's 6-5 Panthers. That brings up Ian Gatchel with one out. Runners on first and second. Here at the top of the sixth. That ball, first pitch to left field, playable for Pickerel. And he will make the catch for out number two. Big second out. And now a chance to get out of this inning without giving up a crooked number. Newman to the plate for the fourth time today. He is 0 for 2, RBI walk, a strikeout, and a pop out. First pitch. Second for a strike. Fastball middle, middle. So again, runners on first and second here in the top of the sixth. Two have come home. Two are out. Bounces in there. A good stop by Evans. Line on plate. Even to count 1-1 on a low ball. Now one gets past Evans. It was low. And both runners will move up on the wild pitch. Goresh up to third. And Havila is up to second. 2-1. Coming up to Dylan Newman. And now would have been ball three, but he fouls it straight back out of play. This is pitch number 59 now for Hayden Carney in his relief effort. It's hit in the air in play, center field. The right center field, Reeves, is going to make the catch for the final out. So two are stranded. One comes in. Casey Christian does lead 6-5. We go to the bottom of the sixth up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.29 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.29 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Casey Christian broke the 5-5 tie with a run in the top of the sixth. It was Owen Alexander scoring. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. It'll be the top of the order. Coming up, Hayden Carney will lead things off. Jared Suppy with you, Seth Tollison back in the booth. And here we go. Carney 1-for-3, single in the first inning, came home to score, first run of the game. Since then, a fly out to left and a pop out to short. First pitch swinging right back to the screen. Wilson back out there on the rubber for the Panthers. After three innings started by Caleb Barker. This is his third inning of relief. Here is his 29th pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Even his count 1-1. He's been pretty effective. Tired his first three batters he faced. Gave a couple walks last inning. Gave a couple runs. Here's one on the ground to the shortstop. Alexander backhands it. Long throw on the way. And in time. What a play by Alexander at short for out number one. Beat Carney by a step, and that will bring up Damian Cervantes. Cervantes 0 for 3, popped out on the right side of the infield, a fly out to center, and a ground out. Big grin ear to ear from Silas Wilson. First pitch, Cervantes swings at a pitch at his eyeball level, and fouls it straight back for strike one. He falls, running out of time a little bit. Again, Wilson's just got a big old grin out there. He's having a lot of fun, loves the drama. 0 for 1. And it's grounded to third baseman Havila. Fields it cleanly, throw to first. And that is wide of the mark. And rounding first, heading for second. And he's going to be in there. He slides in. That goes into left field. But it's going to be tracked down by Rush before it gets even worse. Some Little League ball. And Cervantes is up to second. On the E5, that brings up Zach Evans with the tying runner in scoring position with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Here stretched to try to make that play happen, but Havel's throw was wide of the mark. First pitch from Wilson, and that one missing for ball one. Comes set, looks back to second, and fires. Hit left center field, and that is going to be down for a base hit. And they will get him into third, rounding first, heading for second. On the throw into third is Zach Evans. And the tying run is 90 feet away. The go-ahead run is 180 feet away. And it looks like we may have a new pitcher coming up. If not, maybe just a mound visit. We will see. Wilson, again, gave up a couple runs last inning. Now has given up a single. Well, I mean, he gave up, I wouldn't say he gave up, but he allowed a runner to reach on an error. I think it looks like Wilson's staying in the game, but just a mound visit. Our infield is in there as well. Havel giving us some words of encouragement, saying my bad on that error. And runners on second and third, down by one run. That'll bring up Colin Carney, the cleanup batter. He's 0 for 4 today, receiving 0 for 3 with a run, reaching on a fielder's choice. He is due. Coming into today, batting over 500. First pitch from Silas Wilson. Now I'm missing inside ball one. His left-handed hitting starting pitcher. He's out to center field after his 2 2/3 innings pitched. 1-0. That ball hit the right field. That's down for a base hit. We are tied 6-6. And Evans is held up at third. RBI single on the second pitch from Colin Carney. Runners are on the corner, still just one out, and a sack fly put in the right spot in center field will give Valley Falls the lead back. 6-6, our score. Paresh, the catcher, giving out instructions to his infield. First pitch to Carter Pickerel. And going for possibly double steals, he heads towards second, looking between going third and home. There he goes. In trying to get the steal, he got it! He still hold! And Valley Falls takes the lead, going back to second, and the throw is in time, but still Valley Falls gets the lead on the double steal attempt. A gutsy move from head coach Luke Byrne before the first pitch to Carter Pickerel. Zach Evans steals home. Unbelievable. It's 7-6 Dragons. That pitch misses to Pickerel. By the way, he has 3 walks today and a couple runs. That one misses for ball 2. Ball 3. Looking for his 4th walk of the day, and now he's going to call for Hudson Bresch to come and talk with him. Before this 3-0 pitch with 2 outs, you're in the bottom of the 6th. 2 more runs added by Valley Falls to score 2 last inning. And they have taken the lead on the stolen base, off of the steal of home by Zach Evans. And that was after the tying RBI single by Colin Carney. 3-0 pitch. And that was their first strike, taking all the way there. And Pickerel probably going to be doing the same here as well in the 3-1 pitch. Bases are empty. And there's a 5-pitch walk. And that's the 4th time Pickerel has reached on a walk today. And that will bring up Bryson Miller. He also has reached on 3 walks today. Miller, I think I might have said Bryson. I meant Bryson if I said Bryson. Apologies. First pitch. And that one taken for a strike. Outside portion of the strike zone. Pickerel being held on at first by Brody Deer, the first baseman. Foul that one straight back. Makes it 0-2. So now, Silas Miller just 1 strike away from getting out of the inning. But he has given up the lead here in the bottom of the 6th. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball and stopped by Bresch. Tough stop. He backhanded it going to his right. Probably not the smartest way to do that, but it works. Count is 1-2 now. Bryson Miller digs back in. 1-2 pitch to him. Fouls that one straight back as well. A little bit late on that fastball in on the hand. Might have been ball 2 if he would have laid off. But he stays alive. And now waiting for that ball to be retrieved by one of the coaches. Now ready to go. Wilson comes set. With the 1-2 pitch in the dirt, another backhanded stop by Bresch behind the plate going to his right. And that evens the count, 2-2. Sun's starting to set here in Atchison. So we are just past the 8 o'clock hour. Two two pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Valley Falls gets the lead, and lead 1 stranded. RBI single by Colin Carney, and Zach Evans steals home. Back in 60 seconds here on the MS Sports Radio Network.
What is your name? KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Zach Evans out there to pitch for Valley Falls. He had 87 pitches in the first game, so he's got a few to work with here. He's trying to get the save up 7-6. Jared Subby back with you. Regional finals Dragons trying to punch their ticket to the state tournament. They're three outs away from doing so. They're going to face the bottom of the hitting order with Hunter Rush leading things off for Kansas City Christian. He is over two with an RBI walk. First pitch to him. That was in there, strike one. A strikeout and a flyout round out his day. Lined up in the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a high fastball at that neck level. For strike two. So quickly ahead of the count is Zach Evans. Last game, he pitched six innings, had four strikeouts, two walks, five hits, and two earned runs. Got the win. That was a complete game as well. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him down on strike. One out. Valley Falls looking for their third state tournament appearance in the last 4 years after being one game short in 2023. That will bring up Xander Hoxie. He's been hit by two pitches and has a strikeout. First pitch to him. And now this is inside for ball one to the Panther designated hitter. And the 1-0. Now this is up high. Make it 2-0. So after a three-pitch strikeout, a couple balls thrown to Hoxie. And now misses ball three. Three oh pitch from Evans. Four pitch walk, and the tying runner is aboard. So that'll bring up Caleb Barker, who's had his struggles at the plate. He's 0-3 with three strikeouts, trying to avoid the golden sombrero. Struck out twice in the third inning. First pitch, in there, strike one. Now on deck is Owen Alexander. He's reached safely three times today. Love to get a second out here. 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, nice stop by Evans. Even the count at 1-1, that was pitch number 96. Parker awaits the pitch, check swing. It was in there, takes the strike, makes it 1-2. One more pitch. 1-2 pitch. In there, strike three, got him. Two gone. And now we'll bring up Alexander. 98 pitches, so he will be able to face Alexander here. One out away. Runner on first. It is the tying run. 7-6 Valley Falls lead. First pitch. That ball hit in the center field. That is a base hit. First pitch swing is Alexander. And now the go-ahead runner is aboard at first. And now we'll bring up Silas Wilson. Single in the fourth inning. A couple walks.
The pitcher number 11, Silas Wilson.
Runners on first and second, two outs. Pitch number 100 of the day for Zach Evans. Foul tip right back to the backstop for strike one. Evans from the stretch. Hoxie being held on at second. In there, strike two, breaking pitch. Now down to their final strike. Comes set. Home with the 0-2. In the dirt, gets past Evans, and both runners move up. Now the tying run just 90 feet away for Casey Christian. Still down to their final strike. Here is the 1-2 pitch from Zach Evans. Grounded foul, we'll do it again. Hold it to the third base side, and this is pitch number 104. And here it comes. A little bit low. That evens the count 2-2. A 2-2 pitch. Popped up. Maybe playable. Line home plate, and that is going to be caught, and that is it! Evans makes the catch, and Valley Falls is going back to state in 2024! Final score from Moore Hill-Matt Academy. Valley Falls 7, Kansas City Christian 6. Congratulations, Valley Falls. You are going back to state. All right, this one up, coming back in just a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Indulge in the ultimate summer treat at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Their Peanut Butter Puffy Chow Blizzard is the perfect combination of creamy DQ soft serve and crispy puffy chow pieces, peanut butter topping, and choco chunks. Plus, check out the new Summer Blizzard menu featuring a variety of refreshing flavors. Celebrate graduation and Mother's Day with a deliciously crafted cake, customizable to your liking. Visit Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison today and experience the sweetness.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tums, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Have a swarm of bees settled near your home or business? Call All Pro Exterminating for rescue and relocation of bees at no charge. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center with competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000. Now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-7729. 4340 to learn more.
Valley Falls is going back to state. They went final score 7-6 here in the regional championship here at Moore Hill-Matt Academy. A terrific win for the Dragons, and for the third time in the last 4 years, they are headed back to Great Bend. Jared Spuffy with you here on 93.7 FM KAIR, wrapping this one up. Looking at your totals for this one, Zach Evans, he gets the save. He pitches an inning, gives up a walk and a hit with 2 strikeouts, no earned runs. Hayden Carney, he gets the win in 3 1/3 innings, 3 strikeouts, 3 walks, 2 hits, and 1 earned run. Colin Carney, he gets the start. He went 2 2/3, gives up 7 walks, no hits, and 5 runs, with 4 of those being earned, with 6 strikeouts. At the plate, Hayden Carney was 1-4 with a run. Damian Cervantes was 0-4 with a run. Zach Evans was 2-4 with a pair of singles and a run. Colin Carney was 1-4 with an RBI single. Carter Pickerel was 0-0. He had 4 walks and 2 runs. Grayson Miller had 3 walks. He was 0-1 with a strikeout and a run. Dylan Herring was 1-3 with an RBI single in the third inning. Grant Meyer was 1-3 with a single and an RBI groundout in the fifth inning. And A.J. Reeves, he was 0-2 with a walk. So recapping this one a little bit, it was the fifth inning, a couple runs being scored thanks to that RBI ground out by Grant Meyer. Actually, he reached on a fielder's choice that brought home a run. And the second one being scored by a Carter Pickerel. He was over at third, and there was an error committed in the infield. And then in the sixth inning, after giving up the lead, trailing 6-5, going into the bottom of the sixth inning, it was an RBI single by Colin Carney to tie the game at 6. And Zach Evans steals home to take the lead 7-6. And in the bottom of the seventh, Zach Evans, after pitching over 85 pitches in their first win of the day, he comes back out and gets the save, gives this crowd behind me a scare, had runners on second and third, but getting the out, Zach Evans making, or excuse me, that was not Evans behind the plate, that was Well, I didn't get who that was behind the plate. I apologize. There was some defensive shifts that I missed there, but it was caught behind the plate in the final out for the ball game. And Valley Falls is headed to state once again here in 2024. So congratulations to the Dragons. Their winner 7-6 in the regional final here in Atchison. Well, that's going to do it. Thanks so much for listening all throughout the day. As we started at 2 o'clock this afternoon, all the way past the 8 o'clock hour here on KRFM. We'll have more softball coverage for you tomorrow from McLeod, and I'll be out there in Seneca doing some softball as well for Class 3A. Jared Sleppy, you got a slew of board ops back. Neil, Seth, and Joseph, thanks so much for tuning in here on 93.7 FM, KAIR.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy with fog tonight with a low of 55. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Slight chance for storms. 73. 60 tomorrow night. Chance for storms. Mid-70s Thursday with thunderstorms likely. Warmer Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Storms continue. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.